scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
Puget Sound Energy wants its customers to heat their hot water with natural gas rather than electricity. Right now, the utility has about 25,000 customers who have an electric hot water heater, even though there's a gas line to their house.
And that is just a significant waste of energy and also a waste of money.
Jason Hanley Brown is CEO of Fast Water Heater Company, a member of PSE's Contractor Alliance Network. Fast is working directly with PSE to help customers convert from electric to natural gas water heating. PSE is offering an incentive, $950 for eligible customers who make the switch. Sounds good, you say, but I don't want to be without hot water. Hanley Brown says you won't.
In pretty much 99% of cases, we'll be able to make sure they get hot water same day. And if it means we have to use a temporary tank while we finish the job, we'll do that and make sure that they have hot water for a shower that evening.
The process starts with a phone call where you tell them about the water heater you already have.
Using that model number, we'll size the gas tank appropriately so that it will actually fit in the space. And then we bring the tank with us, and it's typically just one trip. In the event that, say we need to do a lot of gas work at that house, then what we'll do is we'll put in a temporary tank so the customer still has hot water. And if we have to come back because the permitting is more complicated or something of that nature, they'll still have a temporary tank, they'll have hot water that evening, and then we'll finish the job the next day or so.
On the typical job, how much out-of-pocket expense is involved?
Just replacing your regular electric water heater professionally, so someone who's going to pull a permit and do it the code. That will generally cost anywhere from $750 to $1,200. If you're actually doing a conversion, it usually costs more because you have to run gas line, but all in, before the rebate, it'll cost anywhere from $1,500 to $2,000. But then once you take in that rebate into account, if you do the math, you actually end up paying less out of pocket converting than sticking with electric.
And do you have any idea how much somebody could save by making the conversion?
PSE estimates it's between $200 to $400 per year. And after the PSE rebate, in most cases, it's actually cheaper to convert. So you end up with a lower ticket when you actually do the installation, and you should save $200 to $400 per year.
Here's a number to call to get more information. 1-866-467-6447. 866-467-6447. By the way, your hot water heater is the biggest energy user in your home after the heater equipment. So installing a more fuel-efficient model will lower your bills and help the environment. PSE says if your current water heater has been around for about 12 years or more, it should be replaced. Once again, the number for information on converting to a gas water heater, 866-467-6447. And that's today's Consumer Notebook. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.